The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will arise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most beautiful lines of St. Paul, in my opinion, is this: "For freedom, Christ has set us free." He set us free so that we could be free. My brothers and sisters, what is the thing that most prevents us from living in that freedom? When I was thinking about that this morning, I thought, well, sin, of course, right? It's got to be sin. What is the root of all sin? It is self-love. Why did Lucifer fall and all the angels with him? Because he was so focused on himself, because he loved himself so much that he could not obey. Why did Adam and Eve fall? Because they wanted to be like God, because they loved themselves too much. Just this morning, in my spiritual reading, I came upon this line. The author says, "The source of all our defects is the love of self." So when the Pharisee comes to our Lord and says, "What is the greatest commandment?" What does he say? Twofold: love of God and love of neighbor. What is it that most frees us from self-love? It is learning to love God and love our neighbor. Because when we're doing that, we can't focus on ourselves. Right? Why our Lord, in the Last Supper, the final command that he gives: "Love one another as I have loved you." So I want to close with simply this. Okay, what do we do to overcome self-love? And I would simply say, try to stop looking at yourselves. The moment you are aware that you're focused on yourself, that you're thinking about yourself, just stop. And if you have to call on our Lord in that moment, then do that. Now, it can be for prideful reasons, right? It can be for selfish reasons. We want something pleasurable, desirable. We want to fill our own needs. But it can even be for good reasons, right? I want to become a saint. I want to become holy. And so we're constantly looking at ourselves, analyzing ourselves. A Carmelite sister one time said to me, "The moment you are aware that you're looking upon yourself, just simply shift your gaze and look at Christ. Whenever you look at yourself, you're going to end up sad. When you look at our Lord, you can only be filled with hope." May we live in the freedom that He's won for us.